Thank you for joining us for our sermon podcast. Emmanuel United Methodist Church is located at 1351 Main Street in Welford, South Carolina. Our mission at Emmanuel states, by God's grace and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we pursue Christ to become and make disciples for the transformation of the world. Our hope is that this message will help you as you grow in God's grace, trust in the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and to pursue Christ with all you have. Now sit back and listen for what the Lord may be saying to you as Pastor Andrew delivers today's message. Thank you.
So we're closing a year, we're closing a decade. So at the last minute, I decided to go a different route than what's printed in your bulletin. We were going to look at gifts. We were going to look at, go on back to my title slide for me there, DJ, if you can. It's not pulling up. Well, that's a shame. It was a real cute image that I had for you. But anyway, we're going to look at resolutions for the new year. We were going to look at gifts that we've looked at gifts that we've received through Advent. We were going to look at gifts to give others. Now we're just going to, but I changed my mind. We're going to look at resolutions for 2020. That sounds really weird. But a lot of us will be making resolutions if we haven't already. It's not only a new year, but a new decade. So this is the top 10 list. If you Google, you know, top resolutions for whatever year, you'll find some study somewhere. This is the one that I found. And it's not my top 10, but let's see if any of yours made the top 10. Top 10 is to travel more. Number 9 is to break a bad habit. Number 8 is to be more eco-friendly. Only in 2020, right? Wouldn't have had that one 10 years ago. Learn a new skill, improve our social connections, improve our mental well-being, lose weight, be more active, eat healthier, and manage our finances better. Those were the top 10 listed resolutions for 2020. And so now today we're going to jump into our scripture. And before we do that, Paul in our scripture today is going to set out what I think will be pretty clear as maybe some resolutions for us as a body of Christ and as disciples going into the new year. But before we jump into that, just a little background of what's going on in the book of Colossians. Paul's writing this letter to the Colossians, and he's trying to encourage them. He's trying to teach them what it means to be Christian. They're still new to this whole church things. So he's trying to educate them on what it means. And then he begins chapter 3 by telling them that they need to take off or get rid of things because they're now new in Christ. These things have to stop. This stuff has to die. And now we're going to pick up with what has to live, what has to come from this newness. Instead of taking off, what should we be putting on as disciples of Christ? So our scripture today is going to be Colossians 3. Verses 12 through 17, and that can be found on page 958 in your pew Bible, and I think it's going to work up here, at least I hope it is. Hear the words from the Apostle Paul this morning from Colossians chapter 3. It says, as God's chosen and holy and beloved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourself with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called to one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and with gratitude in your hearts sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. This is the word of God given for you, the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God. Gracious God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be pleasing and acceptable to you, our Lord, our God, our rock, and our Redeemer. Amen. So our image that's not showing was going to show you that to make a resolution, you often have a goal, you have a plan, and then you have action. And so the first thing we're going to look at, hopefully, is our goal. What is the goal based on the scripture? So the first thing that Paul tells us that we need for our goals, our resolutions for 2020 that I want to challenge you is to have new clothes. Now please don't go out and buy anything. That's not what I'm talking about. But Paul starts talking about putting on, clothe yourself. And he says, above all, clothe yourself with love. And then before he mentions love, he lists compassion, kindness, humility, meekness. Your translation may have said gentleness and patience. But are all those emotions, all those ethical ways of living not wrapped up in your love? He says that love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. So as we prepare to enter into 2020, it is best that we put on these new clothes of love. And in that, our compassion, our kindness, our humility, our gentleness, our patience with others will grow. The next goal that we have is for more forgiveness. Now, it's often said that forgiveness is a great thing, and even Christians believe strongly in forgiveness until it is time to forgive others. Man, we love forgiveness. We want forgiveness, don't we? But we don't like forgiving others. Not as easy to forgive others. Now, before I go any further, I want to make something very clear. And you may disagree, and that's okay. Forgiveness does not always mean forgetting. The Lord is not calling us to forgive and be ignorant to where that we have to live in a dangerous or toxic situation. It's not what he's calling us to. But he is calling us to forgive the pain, to forgive to the point to where we no longer have control or want the revenge that we've left it in God's hand. Forgiveness is not even for the other person. Forgiveness is for you. When you lay awake at night because you're angry with somebody, they're sleeping like a baby. Right? So the forgiveness, and when we let go of it, it frees us to be who God's called us to be. It says, bear with one another, and he's talking about within the church. He's not even talking about with friends and family outside the church. He's talking about among believers. If anyone has complaint against each other, forgive each other. And then he says, just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you must forgive. Jesus spent a lot of time talking about forgiveness, but Paul makes it clear that because we've been forgiven, and we've been forgiven a great debt, that we are also called to forgive others. How would your 2020 start if we were more forgiving, more gracious to others? And our third goal that I hope for all of us is that the peace of Christ will rule in our lives. It says, let the peace of Christ rule in your heart, to which indeed you were called in the one body. When your heart is full of peace, it allows you to share that peace with other people. And we talked about peace just a few weeks ago, so I'm not going to go really in depth with that, but peace is something that we struggle with. But that being in right harmony with God, that being in right relationship with God is what gives us peace that passes all understanding for all situations, for all circumstances, for all relationships. Paul is specifically talking about the church, and he knows that there's going to be more success in the church if the peace of Christ is ruling in it, and that peace of Christ only comes when there is harmony, not only between us and God, the vertical line of the cross, but also between us and each other, our neighbors, our brothers and sisters, the horizontal line of the cross. So our goals for the new year, new clothes, more forgiveness, and let the peace of Christ rule in your heart. Sounds good, doesn't it? But we need a plan. Paul gives us a plan. That's what I love about Paul. He tells us what, and this isn't a checklist. Like, I'm going to wake up tomorrow and I'm going to, all right, I was kind to Stacy. I was patient with those kids. It's not a checklist, but it's what should be coming out of us when we're growing in our likeness of Christ. But the plan that he gives us, he tells us how we can make these things possible. The first is to be thankful. I don't know about you, but it's very easy to forget to be thankful. It's very easy for us to be wrapped up in what we don't have and forget what we do have. It's hard to remember. We look at everybody, especially this time of the year, new clothes, shiny new cars, this gift, that gift, and we go, man, I didn't get any of that. I don't have any of that. And we forget to be thankful for all God has blessed us with. People who are thankful tend to focus on the abundance that they do have, not the scarcity they wish they had. So I'm hoping that as we're thankful, Paul says this three times in these verses, in 15, 16, and 17, he in some way says to be thankful. So if we want to grow, if we want to reach our goals, we need to be thankful and give thanks to God. The second thing we must do is to let the word of Christ dwell in us. He's talking to the church again, so he says, let the word dwell richly in you. We translate that today as let the scriptures, let the Holy Bible be in you. It's good to have it up here, but it's even better when it reaches your heart and you not only know it, but you begin to live it. So that's what he's telling the church here. Once you have it, then you can, in love, you can teach, you can admonish each other. That's what he's talking about. He's not talking about just going around and fussing. Michelle, let me tell you what. If you don't start being nicer to one, that's not what it's about. But it's about because I know the word. See, I'm looking out for you, Miss Wanda. You're welcome. But because I know the word of God, now I can in love say, hey, Michelle, you know that I love you because we're here together. We've prayed together. We've done our lives together. Here's a problem that I see. That's what Paul's telling the church where the church should be. It should be a place of teaching and even correction. The third thing that's part of our plan is worship. Worship. He says, and with gratitude in your heart, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And then I made a phrase that I wrote on here that I was hoping would have kind of a wow factor. And then I'm not so sure that I mean it. But I wrote down, I hope you don't come to church at all in 2020. I hope you don't come to church at all. Then I started thinking, wait a minute. There are some days we don't feel like it. And I would rather you reluctantly come to church. Or we have meetings, so we come back to church. And my point originally was, I hope you don't come to church. I hope you come to worship. There's a difference. I hope y'all know that. When we come to church, it's something we got to do. We got to, I'm going to come sit here. I'm going to listen to him. He better be done by 12. And we better be gone. And I don't want to have, in and out. When we come to worship, we're not only pouring out our praise and our thanks to God, but we're telling him to change us. We're telling him to make us more like him. And we're just pouring out everything we have. So I hope you come to church in a sense, but I hope while you're here, it's to worship. The last part of our plan, it says to let Christ rule in everything. Paul finishes this by saying, in whatever you do, in word or in deed, do everything in the name of Jesus or the Lord Jesus Christ. It's easy to be a Christian on Sunday morning. I don't even want to say it's easy, but it's easier on Sunday morning. It's not so easy on Wednesday when the co-workers made us mad. Or it's not so easy on Thursday when your children are misbehaving. Or it's not so easy when you got a fight between spouses. Or when you're worried about this or worried about that. But Paul says in everything, everything you say and everything you do, do it in the name of Jesus. Paul's informed the Colossians of what they need to take off. He's told them, get rid of these things. And now he said, here's what you put on. Here's the goals. Here's the plan. Now for the action. The action is actually really simple. It's not even that complicated. Hit me to the action there, DJ. It's 100% up to us. We're the only ones that can decide how serious to take this in 2020. We're the only ones that can decide how much we want to grow. They say you're not supposed to say you because that's fussing at people. You're supposed to say us and we because it includes But I'm going to say you for a minute. You're the only one who can determine how much time you spend in God's Word in 2020. I can't do that for you. Just like you can't do it for me. I fall into ruts too where I, don't they know? I plan sermons. Why don't I have to read my Bible? I run into ruts too. You're the only one that can control your worship in 2020. Just like I may be here for my job, but you can't control my heart. How I sing, how I pray, how I lift my hands to God. I'm the only one that can control that. When we leave this place, we're the only ones that can control if we're doing everything in the name of Jesus. So my prayer for all of us is that we will. Let the grace of God lead us and guide us, because you can't do this on your own. This is a grace of God thing. God gives us the grace and the strength to do these things. And that's my prayer for you. As we enter this new year, as we enter this new decade, a lot of people are making a big deal of this, a new decade. I haven't really thought about it being a new decade. I just, one day at a time kind of person. But that's my prayer for you, is that we will achieve our goals, that we will be a body of Christ that looks like disciples, that looks like Jesus, and that we will follow our plan, that we will do those things that help draw us closer to God. And that when we look back in a year from now, it will be very clear that we took action. Let's pray.
We hope this message encourages you in your walk with Christ. We would love for you to join us for worship at Emmanuel United Methodist Church, where becoming and making disciples is more than just a mission statement. For more information, you can visit us at emmanuelumc.com, or you can find us on Facebook at IUMC Welford. God bless.